Truth to say, he was a conscientious man, and ever bore in mind the timeless maxim, spare the rod and spoil the child. Ichabod Crane's scholars certainly were not spoiled. I would not have it imagined, however, that he was one of those cruel rulers of the schoolhouse who delight in inflicting pain. On the contrary, he administered justice with discrimination rather than severity, only when necessary, and only to those who could withstand it. All this he called doing his duty by their parents, and he never inflicted a punishment without following it by the assurance that the student would remember it and thank him for it one day. When school hours were over, he was even the companion and playmate of the larger boys, and on holiday afternoons would walk some of the smaller ones home, who happened to have pretty sisters or good housewives for mothers, noted for the comforts of the kitchen. His salary was small and would have been scarcely sufficient to furnish him with daily bread, for, though thin, he was a huge feeder. Therefore, he was, according to country custom in those parts, boarded and lodged at the houses of the farmers whose children he instructed. With these, he lived a week at a time, thus going...